Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jefferson Starship, by the way. Or is that a Jefferson Airplane? I always forget which one that is. Same band, just different period. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Obey is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Money and the Human Condition, a certified financial planner. And we're talking about some of the tax reform proposals that are out there or ideas that could be adopted. Doug, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
So we talked in the last segment. You gave us an excellent tour of the five major candidates and how they think about tax reform. And we talked a little bit about the flat tax. And now I think in this segment, let's compare the flat tax with the value-added tax and with the sales tax. Now, the flat tax, as you said in the last segment, as we discussed, is basically just throwing everything we have away and starting all over with a very simplified, Steve Forbes wrote a book on this, and he showed on the cover, 1 3-by-5 card, basically, where you say, I made this much money, here's my percentage of tax, here's what I owe, here's the check. And it's basically that simple. And the truth is, it wouldn't be quite that simple because there are going to be some deductions, right? I mean, you're going to get a deduction for your household, the number of children, you're going to get some kind of an allowance, right?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to, just to get something like that passed,
right?
All right, you're going to have to make some compromises with all the members of Congress.
Right.
All right, so it's not going to be as simple as, say a 10% flat tax on everybody. All right, first off, you're never going to get a flat tax that any politician is going to recommend that affects people in the lowest income bracket.
Right, right.
All right, but that's I guess the problem I have with a national sales tax, Jim. If you think about a national sales tax, it affects consumers.
Right.
The average poorer person in the country, or even the lower middle class, all right, they spend almost all of their income on subsistence.
Right.
Subsistence.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're
going
to be subject to the tax much more percentage wise. 100% of their income is going to be subject to a national sales
tax.
The
less discretionary income you have, the more punitive a national sales tax will be.
Exactly.
Now, of course, the people who have proposed this do allow for credits. You can get credits back, and they're going to come up with a way of fixing this. My problem with the sales tax, and now, do you see a difference in the national sales tax and a value-added tax?
they're similar, except the value-added tax is more hidden.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a tax where the tax is applied to the various stages of products production, and in essence.
It's built into the sale price at the end.
Exactly.
But you don't know what you. But you don't really know what you paid in
exactly. Yeah. So and again, if the lesser of us, as far as income goes, spends 100% of their income, all right, they're going to be subject to percentage wise more of that tax than the average person.
The problem I've got with anything that's not a flat tax, as far as reform. And I've said this 100 times on this show over the almost 20 years now, is that the flat tax can be put in without repealing the 16th Amendment, which gave rise to the income tax. The other two would the flat tax would be instead of what we currently have. The sales tax and the value added tax would be in addition to an income tax. Now, somebody could say, Doug, well, we're going to do away with that, but institute the flat tax and the value add tax. But all the while, the 16th Amendment would still be out there to be kicked in whenever the politicians decided to.
Yeah.
So you've got to repeal the 16th Amendment for the sales tax or the value add tax to be available. To work as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Right, and that's going to be very difficult to accomplish.
Yeah. Which is why the flat tax is the more likely.
Now, what you could do is keep the current progressive tax plan and just add a business transfer tax.
Explain that.
Oh, business transfer tax?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It basically, it's when money changes hands when money changes hands between businesses. All right, there's a tax. So businesses have to absorb that, and some of it they would pass on, but in an economy such as we have right now, they wouldn't be able to pass a lot on. So it would very much hit businesses more than anyone else, but also foreign businesses. So you'd have
What would give rise to the tax? How would it be calculated?
I'm not sure of the details, Jim.
Yeah.
All right. I just know it's very much like value-added tax, only on businesses and especially foreign businesses coming into the country.
See, we don't need to tax businesses more. I think you'd agree with me about that because all that does is it burdens capital development, capital deployment. It diminishes employment. Taxing businesses is a bad idea.
I agree with you, and in my book, I called for reducing the capital gains tax.
Yeah.
Not capital gains tax, the corporate tax
right.
rate down to 15%. But here's where...
Hold on that thought, Doug. I got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Give us your website quickly.
It's www.dougobey.com.
O-B-E-Y. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.